You are listening to No Boundaries with Javier De Santis. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. Hello and welcome again to this show here in the Radio UMH. I am a host and I will be guiding and presenting our new guests today so you can enjoy the nice stories without missing anything about it. Most of you already know this, but for those who couldn't hear us out yet, I need to remind you that this show is broadcasted in English, but I am indeed going to do some little resumes in Spanish so everybody can follow along. Muy buenas amigas, amigos, bienvenidos una vez más a No Boundaries, el programa de la radio UMH que elimina las fronteras culturales, ideológicas y lingüísticas. Todo esto para favorecer la inclusión de todos en esta nueva sociedad multicultural. El objetivo, una sociedad abierta, sin barreras, sin conflictos, una sociedad en la que todos aprendemos de todos. El saber no tiene límites. Recuerdo rápidamente que este programa se emite en inglés, pero se realizarán paulatinamente resúmenes en español para que nadie se pierda ni un solo detalle de las bonitas historias que nos cuentan aquí, en No Boundaries. Si tienes un buen nivel de inglés, podrás seguir con atención todo lo que nos comentan nuestros acompañantes. Y si el inglés, de momento, no es tu fuerte, esta es una oportunidad perfecta para escuchar y expandir el vocabulario lingüístico de este importantísimo idioma. Nos puedes seguir desde el coche, desde casa, a través de la web de la radio UMH y a través de la aplicación móvil TuneIn Radio. A los mandos de esta nave, Albert Rivera, uno de los mejores técnicos que puedas encontrarte en estas preciosas tierras, os habla Javier De Santis. Una breve pausa y os presento a los invitados de hoy.
UMH Solidaria.
La Universidad Miguel Hernández se solidariza con la plataforma Genefa para la investigación de ataxia de Friedreich, una enfermedad neurodegenerativa que provoca una pérdida progresiva de las funciones necesarias para la autonomía personal.
Para colaborar con esta causa, la UMH apoya la campaña de recogida de tapones de plástico y botes, colocando contenedores en los siguientes puntos.
En la cafetería del campus de Altea, en la cafetería del edificio 1 Francisco Javier Balmes del campus de San Joan de Alacant, en la cafetería del edificio de rectorado en el campus de Elche y en la cafetería de Desamparados y Salesas en el campus de Orihuela.
Anímate, sé solidario.
Today we have the honor to present three students from the European School of Alicante. Jaime, Guillermo and Teresa are here to explain us what are the benefits of learning languages in primary and secondary school. Hi guys, welcome to your new home. Are you all right? Are you feeling right?
Yeah,
are you
good.
Feeling
yeah,
all good? Good, good, good. So, I'm going to be honest with you guys. Here in the show, we love to bond with a guest, okay? And our main objective is that you just feel like home. So, relax, take it easy. I've heard that two of you are brothers, is
that
right?
Yeah.
Okay, you are both from Spain.
Yes. Yeah.
And so, what I want to know is how you guys ended up in a school speaking lots of languages. I heard they speak like four or like five other languages in the same school.
Yeah, it's four languages. And
okay, fair enough.
Yeah, three for me.
Okay, so Guillermo first. Let's go. Let's make a round. So, how did you end up in school?
Well, I think it was all thanks to our family, to our father precisely, as he had to move. We moved from Santiago de Compostela here in North Spain, and thanks to his job, we ended up in the European School of Alicante learning like four languages. Yeah.
And you do the same thing?
Yes, it was all a coincidence because the school has just opened, and we had no other place in Alicante to go to a school. So our mom, like, it was quite good luck for us, and yeah, we ended up like learning a lot of languages. Guille speaks four, and I speak three of them: English, German, and Spanish. And he the same, and French.
Yeah. Okay. So Teresa, how did you end up in this school?
Well, in my case, I used to live in Tenerife, but I had asthma there, so we had to move here because I'm not allergic to the climate here.
Uh-huh.
And then I started off in Elche in the Newton College, and then we found this school where there were more languages, so it was better.
But you told me first you live where?
In Tenerife.
So you lived yeah, in Tenerife, and now you're living?
In Aspe. A bit far away from
yeah,
the school.
Yeah, that's what I want to ask. So you go every day, you go there by car or?
Yeah, by car. We share with some friends and they come with us to school and then we take them back. So it's fun.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. So right now you're finishing, both of you, the brothers,
yep,
you're finishing your baccalaureate.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, how many languages are you guys studying right now? Not only knowing the languages, but studying the languages.
Right now, me, I'm studying three languages, and I'm examining myself from those three languages.
So these languages are?
Spanish, German, and English.
And English. So your baccalaureate is going to be on those three languages?
Yes.
Fair enough. And Yugi, you said you could speak four languages?
Yeah, four languages. My first language is English. My second language is Spanish. I used to study German as my second language, but we had the option to change and add in the language, so I changed Spanish to my second language and German to my third language, just added it in French.
So is it something normal that you change like level of languages?
Well, it's quite normal to get a better result and your average mark in the baccalaureate.
Okay.
And that's why a lot of people do the change, no matter if you're doing L2 German or L2 French, being in L1 English, and you always change it to Spanish if you're a native speaker.
Okay, so Teresa, you work right now with how many languages?
I'm studying three languages: English, German, and French. But mm-hmm, I speak Spanish because I'm Spanish, actually.
Okay, yeah. And you speak all of them three? I mean, you fluently, you can speak all of them fluently?
Well, yeah.
That's very good. So what are the benefits of learning so many languages when you're still so young?
Well, I think it's much easier for one to study and learn a new language when you are young, as a kid, because you have it's easier for you to learn it because that's what you are here to do, to learn, and that's why I think it's much easier as if you study it when you get older, when you have no time and other things more important to do.
So if you, Teresa, would have kids in the future, you think you would do the same thing that your parents did with you?
Definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, I think learning languages is a basic thing, and like the more you know, the better, because that means you can travel to different places, know more people, and have different chances that other people can't have.
So true.
Yeah, in my case, I think it's just like the title of this program, No Boundaries. For me, it's having these languages makes no boundaries. And wherever I go, I can understand perfectly the people that are around me because everyone speaks English around the world or even French.
I have to say, this wasn't scripted, okay? he said that because he wanted to. If someone told you to compare a normal school where they have maybe two languages top to a school where you emphasize a lot on languages, what are the main comparisons maybe?
I think it's not only the languages, which are really like a big thing to emphasize, but only the methodology you learn. And that's, I think, the big thing about our school and a different one.
Okay.
So we have a more practical way of learning, and I think that's much, much better.
So it's more a way of learning into the future of, let's say, the practice of the jobs and not the result of the studies?
Yeah,
that's correct.
Okay, so do you guys feel academically advantages over other students here in Spain?
Yeah, totally. Because speaking four languages just gives you this bonus, this when looking for a job, for instance, when someone wants to compete with you and they only have two languages, like Spanish and not that good English, as they come from a Spanish school, and as we have the like C1 English and other three languages, it's like much easier for us to get that job here in Spain and the rest of the world.
Do you guys feel the same?
Yes, I feel exactly the same, not only when applying for a job interview, but just after ending the baccalaureate and going to a university. We, for example, have the chances of going to a university of our own choice, wherever we want to, not only in Spain, but in Europe and in the world, internationally, because we have the capability of doing so and studying and learning in a different language.
So, as we have here in the UMH, we have special events where different students meet from different school or universities. How does that work in your school? I mean, I heard you have something like MEG or something like that, which is meeting people from all around the globe. Not what is it all about, but what are the benefits of meeting with a lot of people of different cultures?
Well, I went this year to MEC, which is the European Council, and I made loads of new friends and like all around Europe. And I think just the fact that you go there and see how everything else works in like the European Council, for example, and then the way you make new friends, there are different traditions, and I don't know, it's just a lot of fun, and that's basically what it's all about.
So you would say that to people or to students that have the chance maybe to go on an Erasmus year or going to any other programs or projects that are abroad, you would definitely tell them to go, right?
Yeah, of course.
Definitely, yeah.
To meet all the people.
Yeah, not only these conferences that are for like a week, but our school, all the European schools have a very good program of exchanges. And you can choose to go a month or even a whole year or 4 months, depending on the year you're at, to a European school in another country. For example, Jaime and I went to the European school in Karlsruhe, south of Germany, and it was like amazing for us to go there a month and meet a whole new bunch of friends.
Yeah, it's a totally new experience for us, and we really enjoyed it.
Bueno, pues básicamente lo que nos han contado nuestros compañeros que vienen de la Escuela Europea, Jaime y Guillermo, que son hermanos, que nos han contado, bueno, pues cómo han caído en esa metodología de enseñar, sobre todo a través de los idiomas y sobre todo a intentar hacer que los trabajos, más tirando hacia la práctica del trabajo y no hacia la teoría, ¿no? Nos han explicado cómo estudian en diferentes idiomas, que el BAC lo van a hacer también en diferentes idiomas, y al final sobre todo las ventajas que tiene el salir, el comunicarse con gente de fuera, el intentar ser una sociedad multicultural, una sociedad abierta. Teresa nos ha estado comentando sobre proyectos y nos ha también dicho que puede ser interesante para estudiantes que quizá tengan ese miedo, ¿no?, a salir fuera de España, pero que no, que se tienen que atrever, que salir fuera de España es bueno, que salir fuera de las universidades es bueno, que salir fuera de los colegios a proyectos que tengan los colegios con otros institutos fuera también es muy bueno, y que te da una experiencia y te abre pues un horizonte lleno de ideas, y sobre todo es aprender a tolerar, aprender a ver otras culturas que te pueden gustar incluso más que la tuya, o que con eso puedes saber diferenciar y puedes poner unas bases, ¿no? Y puedes decir, bueno, pero vamos a ver, esto es mejor un lado, esto es mejor en otro, o esto me parece interesante, esto no. Y sobre todo la importancia de los idiomas, que es justamente a lo que yo quería ir, y es también lo que nos han comentado, y nos lo ha dicho Teresa, nos lo ha dicho también Guillermo, que los idiomas son muy importantes y que sobre todo es importante aprenderlos de pequeño, porque luego, y esto nos lo ha comentado Jaime, cuando ya eres mayor ya dejas de tener ese tiempo que puedes tener de chico para aprender idiomas, y luego ya plantearte esas ideas pues es un poquito más complicado por temas de trabajo, por temas de sobre todo también de familia, donde tienes que cuidar a los chicos, etcétera, pues ya no te puedes poner a aprender otro idioma. Y también está científicamente comprobado que es más fácil para los niños pequeños aprender idiomas que cuando eres más mayor, que es muchísimo más complicado. Nada, respiramos un poquito y seguimos en unos instantes.
Esta temporada Radio UMH es más. Más informativa, porque incorporamos a la programación boletines de noticias. Más deportiva, porque hemos formado un equipo de retransmisiones para las competiciones del deporte universitario. más curiosa, porque hemos incorporado programas temáticos de investigación universitaria. Más entretenida, porque hemos ampliado la variedad y la oferta de espacios radiofónicos. Y más musical, porque hemos preparado programas monográficos para que disfrutes de la música. Esta temporada hazte fan de Radio UMH, porque contigo somos más.
You're listening to No Boundaries, and we know that our guests now, Teresa, like the songs that we have chosen for this program. So we've been speaking about your present situation, guys. We have been speaking with Jaime about and Guillermo about the baccalaureate, and they have to do the tests in all other languages. Teresa has told us the thing with actually, I haven't told that in the resume in Spanish, gonna do that next, that you went to Tenerife and you couldn't live there because it was impossible for you to live there. The thing is, I want to know what happens to students like you, students that emphasize on languages when they leave school towards the vile continent in search for a prosperous life. Now, the thing is, what's next on your schedule, guys?
Oh, Guille and I, we have it quite clear. We've already talked about this a lot with, well, between our two and between our parents, and we want to go to Dublin to study there, and it's well, mainly to keep on studying in English and don't lose that language, which is what's gonna give us a whole bunch of new opportunities the day we want to find a job.
So you go to Dublin because of the language, because you want to keep to studying what you want to study in English, I suppose.
Yes, and well, we have to say it's much cheaper than going to the UK.
Okay, you got it, you got it, yeah. I know.
And we also have really good courses there, really good universities, and it's much of the same.
The thing is,
why not? I mean, we have a lot of mates in our classroom that are going to be studying in the UK, in England, or even Scotland. And we just thought about the idea of going to Dublin, because to Trinity College, and that's what we did. We applied to Trinity College, and hopefully we'll get a place there.
So you don't know that yet, right?
No. We're still studying and waiting for the baccalaureate in July. In June, end of June, and yeah, hopefully we'll make it there.
So, Teresa, I know it's a little bit far away, but maybe you're already thinking about studying abroad or staying here. So, what's it going to be?
Well, I've already got it all planned out. If it turns out right, I want to go to Scotland.
Yeah.
To Edinburgh, because the first time I went there, I kind of fell in love with the city. So
it's actually because of the love of the city.
Yeah, and also the courses that they have there. They have neurosciences, and that's what I want to do. So
okay,
so that's good.
Good. Whenever you apply to study something abroad, do you feel like with advantages because of the many languages you guys speak? I mean, do you think there are more advantages for you to go to Dublin because you know not only English, because that's the spoken language over there, but also like French or something like that? Do you feel like more advanced than maybe other students that just speak English?
Yeah, totally, because it's not only the language what matters, but the culture in general.
Okay.
And that's, yeah, since we're 4 years old, we've been learning in the English culture, and although it's not England, it's also an English-speaking country, and that's the reason why we're not like total strangers when we get there.
Okay, so you think also, Jaime, you go also to Dublin, so you think also it's an advantage to know not only English, but also all the languages?
Yeah, I think it's a really great advantage for us, because we also have the opportunity to adapt something, to give something of our own culture, which is the Spanish, because we are native Spanish, because of our parents, and we've been living here all our lives. And I think we have that to pass on and to culturize.
No, that's good. I love that word, culturize. I love it. So, are you guys going to miss Spain?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Totally.
Now that you know you guys are leaving, what do you think are you going to miss most?
The weather.
and the food, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I love Jaime. Well, you can't see him, but he was very clear about that, the weather. So, but you have been to Dublin already, so it's not going to be the first time.
No, it's not going to be the first time, but the second.
But you know what you're expecting, so.
Yes, a lot of rain. No sun and a lot of rain.
Okay, no sun, a lot of rain, you know that, okay? So yeah. Okay, fair enough. No so surprise. You want to go there anyway, so it's up to you. So it doesn't sound very important. It does sound very important already to learn so many languages when we are young. I mean, we are evolving to a globalized society with a global culture, and being able to communicate with other people is essential towards a peaceful and common society. That's why a lot of schools and universities are already working towards this particular objective. Like in your school here, we have our Erasmus programs or our university careers in English and other projects that we have here in the UMH, which is also very interesting. Pues he estado preguntando a nuestros invitados, sobre todo a Jaime y a Guillermo, que sé que están terminando ya los exámenes del BAC, pues básicamente, ¿qué van a hacer luego? Sus opciones de futuro, dónde van a estudiar, porque sabía ya de antemano que no se iban a quedar en España, querían salir fuera. Se van a ir a Dublín y me han estado contando por qué. ¿Por qué piensan que Dublín es la ciudad elegida? ¿Quieren seguir estudiando sus estudios en inglés? Y quieren pues salir un poquito, y como bueno también por temas de precio, pero que salen un poquito de casa con esa idea de que hay que aventurarse, de que salir de casa de la tierra está muy bien. No solamente, como decía muy bien Guillermo, no solamente para aprender otros idiomas, que es de lo que hemos estado hablando, sino que también aprender sobre esas culturas, sobre todo eso, y poder comunicarse con otras personas, con otras culturas, para aprender, para tener, porque, como hemos dicho antes, el conocimiento no tiene límites. Teresa, en cambio, nos ha dicho que se va a Edimburgo, y cuando le hemos preguntado, pues simplemente es porque le encanta la ciudad, y cuando fue allí, pues se enamoró locamente de Edimburgo, y entonces pues ella ha dicho, bueno, pues yo en mi vida universitaria la quiero pasar allí. Y es muy importante pues recordar que existe esa posibilidad. En este caso, para estos muchachos ahora que se van a terminar, pues lo hacen de manera, voy a decir así, de manera individual, de manera particular, porque es una decisión que toman ellos y porque lo hacen sin ninguna institución detrás. Pero también se puede hacer con institución detrás, como podemos tener aquí en la radio, en la Universidad Miguel Hernández, en la que tenemos todos esos programas de Erasmus, todos esos programas que te pueden sacar, puedes salir fuera de España y puedes pasar pues un año o dos años, unos par de meses fuera de España aprendiendo pues justamente eso, un poquito otras culturas. Pues nada, una mini pausa y volvemos. Just take it easy.
Olvídate. Nadie te amará. Nadie te amará.
La radio de la Universidad Miguel Hernández promueve una campaña de recogida de vinilos y cassettes.
Ponte en contacto con nosotros en el 965 22 2084 o mandando un correo a umhradio@umh.es.
Te amo con mi alma y con mi carne. Yo te amo como el niño.
Recorriste sus caminos. Haz que vuelvan a sonar.
Ayúdanos a crecer. Contigo seremos más.
Te amo a puro grito y en silencio. Yo te amo de una forma sobrehumana. Yo.
And we are back here in No Boundaries. So guys, last year I spoke with Christine. And Christine was a German girl who helped out the first refugees that came from Syria. I mean, in her school, basically, particularly, she was helping them out. And she brought with her a very, very touching story. And I recommend everyone to hear it in our podcast. Now, the 13th of November 2015... Paris was terrorized with several attacks in the city center. Last month, Brussels, capital of our European Union, was hit with two attacks, with more than 30 dead and around 200 wounded. Now, I want to know the opinion from three students that are living their lives towards a greater Europe. And I want to know, what can we do? Can we blame ourselves for this? Or is education the solution? Or is it going to be much more violent? Well, let's start with you, Jaime. So,
well, I think, first of all, I have to say that the way they did it, I mean, it's not the solution. War and violence is never the solution, and I think therefore the Europe is not gonna respond in a more violent way, hopefully. And
basically the question is, what can we do? I mean, what is the solution from part of Europe? What can we do not only to prevent that, but not only in a short term, I'm speaking about the long term, what can we do in order that this doesn't happen again in future?
I think it's all about education. It's to do with education. I think we, Europe, as being, let's say, in a kind of more sophisticated, not sophisticated, but developed continent, we should help the countries that don't have those opportunities, and that way preventing them from suffering this kind of crisis, which can lead to terrorist attacks.
So, Guy. Same opinion?
Yeah, well, I think, first of all, we should start thinking about the situations that they are living in their country and understand why it's sometimes the wars and the crisis we're living in our country that leads to these problems. So, first of all, what I always think about, it's not the... not the reason for the doing of these attacks, but the what's behind these attacks. And there's thousands of kilometers away, there's a big war going on, and that's what I always think about. It's the main cause of these terrorist attacks.
Teresa, same opinion?
Yeah, I agree. I think, like, I've always thought that this problem has to be, like, stopped from, like, the root.
Mm-hmm.
And that if we don't fix it from there, from the start, from where it all started, we're not going to change anything. It will just keep going.
Muy interesante las opiniones. Les he preguntado sobre, bueno, teniendo en cuenta estos antecedentes que tenemos y estos ataques que hemos sufrido como europeos, que hemos sufrido la Unión Europea, ¿no? Estos ataques terroristas que hemos tenido en los últimos meses. Y básicamente quería saber la opinión de estos tres estudiantes sobre cuál es la manera, no de solamente evitarlo, sino de intentar erradicarlo, ¿no? Como bien decía Teresa justo ahora, de erradicarlo desde la raíz, ¿no? Jaime nos está comentando que, y también Guille, que nos ha dicho que la educación es la vía más inteligente a largo plazo. Obviamente a corto plazo pues quizás es un poquito más complicado, pero que todo se lleva a través de la educación y no del radicalismo, sino intentar buscar el, bueno, te doy todo para que puedas conocer todo, te permito que puedas conocer todo tipo de educación y luego tú ya eliges, ¿no? Pero no centrarlo todo en un aspecto, como bien decía Jaime, y que básicamente a largo plazo, como decía Guillermo, la educación va a ser la solución más inteligente, quizá, en este sentido. So, ladies and gentlemen, this was a story about three students that are willing to raise our idea about a greater common and integrated society in the European Union. Guys, really, thank you very, very much for being here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's been really a pleasure to have you here. So, gracias por estar con nosotros aquí en la radio UMH en No Boundaries. En el siguiente episodio traeremos a la comunidad francesa de estudiantes de Erasmus de esta universidad que nos comentarán las dificultades, ojo, las dificultades que tienen para aprender español estando rodeados de tantos compatriotas, porque son muchos los franceses que están aquí de Erasmus en esta universidad. Recordar también que podéis escucharnos a través de la página web de la radio UMH, a través del 99.5 aquí en Elche, en San Juan también el 93.5 FM y también en la aplicación TuneIn Radio. I hope you agree with me that there is so much to learn about the different cultures, and this is just by listening to students from all around the globe. Thank you for being here today with us, and don't miss the next episode of No Boundaries. I am Javier de Santes. Have a very nice day. Soy Javier de Santes. Feliz día a todos.